Hello, I'm Alan Weinberger. With me today is Don Philibaum, author of the book Internet Dough. Don has founded three companies and has sold two of them. He started his first company while in college and grew it into a multi-million dollar firm, employing as many as 150 seasonal employees, photographing 200,000 college graduates each year. In 1995, Don created his second company, which he grew during the dot-com era, providing online communities for over 300 alumni associations around the world. As an early pioneer of the online communities, Don was at the forefront of many innovations in his industry. Today, Don's firm, Internet Strategies Group, works with organizations and companies to help them develop a comprehensive internet strategy. We're talking with Don today about his new book, Internet Dough, Create a Business Strategy to Make More Dough. Don, welcome.
Alan, thanks for having me here today.
Oh, not a problem, not a problem. So Internet Dough, that's an interesting title. What's behind the name?
That's a great question, Alan. In the second chapter of the book, I share a fictional story about a pizza shop owner who founded his company probably 30 years ago using mass marketing techniques. Tony, the founder, was really frustrated by the ever-increasing advertising costs. So really at his encouragement of his son, Tony decided to use social media marketing strategies to increase sales. So I show in that chapter how he ended up making more dough with little or no advertising costs. So I guess you would kind of say it's a play on words, you know, pizza dough, moolah, money, and cash.
Yeah, yeah. So who's your target audience for this?
Well, I really think the book is written for any organization, be it a religious organization, a business, nonprofit, even a government organization. And at the end of the day, any size organization, from something as small as a pizza shop to a Fortune 500 company, would benefit by reading the book. It's a book that will help busy executives gain a better understanding of the risk of not adopting an internet strategy for their firm and, of course, of the benefits of adopting one. So really, a manager, VP, CEO, small business owner, all really will find dozens of nuggets and powerful examples they could adopt.
Okay. What is your 30-second elevator pitch about the book?
Well, Alan, the book really explains that there's behavior shifts among the consumers, and businesses are not going to be able to reach out through mass marketing techniques and traditional marketing techniques in the future. I've written it in easy-to-understand terms for anyone who's just getting started, and it provides about 50 tips and suggestions on how the reader can implement the 30-plus proven internet strategies and best practices that we share with them. It's not a book with a bunch of gobbledygook stuff that's hard to understand. I share case studies that will give the readers those kind of aha moments that, you know, when the light bulb goes off in their head and after hearing how someone else had implemented an internet strategy to acquire, retain, and engage customers. And really, the book, incidentally, can be downloaded for free at internetdough.net.
Really? All right. And what is your inspiration for writing the book, Internet Dough?
Well, I think all businesses are at risk today. By not adopting internet tools and strategies to engage customers, cut costs, and increase revenues, businesses are really facing some challenges. And talking to business owners around the globe, I keep hearing the same thing from them. They know they want to do more on the internet, but they frankly just don't know what to do. And when you think about it, the internet has its own language. It's all this new tools and ideas that few people have had time to understand. They're too busy with their day-to-day tasks.
Do others recognize this as a problem?
Not that many, but there are a few. In my book, of course, I share a comment that Robert Scoble, he was one of the featured speakers at the Internet Strategies Forum in Portland, and he was probably the most popular Microsoft blogger and has become a thought leader on the use of social media. At any rate, Scoble said, and let me read this to you, a new digital divide is developing, and it's not represented by economics, but by mindset. Today, a legion of executives are deliberately deciding not to experiment and or use social media tools. Little do they realize they risk leaving a legacy in their organizations as the ones that missed the social media revolution. I really think that his quote sums up my observations too, because in chapter 8, I share a dozen stories about companies or industries who have already been decimated by the changes brought on by either the changing consumer behaviors or from competition either within or even outside their current industry. that brought in game-changing strategies that literally drove the profit out of the business and forced businesses to close. Of course, you're familiar with the easy ones to mention, like the music industry, the travel industry. There was something called travel agents years ago, and that's all just about disappeared. So all companies, I think, will be facing significant competition from global companies and local companies in the next 3 to 5 years. I want to make sure our nation is ready for this.
Interesting. So back to Tony and his pizza shop. In your book, Internet Dough, what types of social media marketing strategies did he adopt?
Well, to help people get their hands around this concept, we laid out two phases for Tony to implement. And in the first phase, Tony and his son Anthony began to collect email addresses of all their customers. And over a 3-month period of time, they collected just about 1,500 email addresses. And the point we drive home here is that by effectively creating their own marketing channel and collecting these email addresses, they'll be able to market to them over and over. So Tony had 1,500 people that on a slow night he could send an email out to and drive them back to the pizza shop. So instead of, when you think about it, he would have normally had to hand a $500 bill to an advertiser to drive people to his shop, Tony just simply sent out an email, which had no cost.
Yeah. So that seems like a very simple, easy strategy to adopt. Is there anything else that they've done?
Oh, a number of things, Alan. They did a series of simple YouTube-style videos where Tony talked about the quality of the pizza, how they discovered the recipe, and then an educational video showing how they made their pizza. They also used a simple laptop webcam that invited teens to come down on a Friday night. And the whole idea was to get the teens putting their faces in front of the webcam and text message their friends to take a look at them. So they also automatically sent birthday cards to customers on their birthday, offered a free pizza. All of these were built around creating a buzz, getting some excitement out there, building their brand and customer loyalty.
Yeah. Well, Don, you seem to have a running theme throughout your book that companies should create their own written internet strategy. What do you mean by that?
I think that's really important. In order to elevate the importance of internet strategy within a company, I'm suggesting that business managers, CEOs, and owners do what Bill Gates did really way back in 1995. Gates recognized the coming importance of the web for his firm and the potential risks that Netscape at that time would present to them. So he sent a memo to his entire company that suggested everything they do must be centered around the internet. And I think business leaders and companies, organizations, religious, business, government organizations, they need to recognize that the need is to act now. The clock is ticking. It's now or never. And if they fail to act now, as Robert Scoble said in that little quote we just read, they will leave a legacy. It's the guy or gal that missed or potentially tanked the company, or on the other hand, the one that would be hailed as being smart enough to lead the company towards a more net-centered approach.
So when I think of that idea, you know, one company that always sticks out in my mind would be something along the lines of like Encyclopedia Britannica. Are there any other companies that you feel are at risk?
Good point. A good example would be Zagat Company, and I have this in the book. Zagat, as you may know, is a publisher of a book that reviews restaurants, and they sell these books throughout bookstores. And I see that their business at risk from two angles. First, there are hundreds of startup companies who are offering free restaurant rating services now on the web. I just had lunch today with a friend of mine who actually created one using the Facebook platform, which is called, I think, My Restaurants. So as consumers become more web-focused, why would they buy a Zagat guide when they can get the information online and probably a wider selection of restaurants too, and probably download or access the information right from their iPhone? Secondly, I think Zagat faces competition from organizations they never would have thought would be a competitor of theirs. And one example that I put in the book is a company called OpenTable. And they're a company that provides an online reservation service for restaurants. So if you have a restaurant, you can license their service to use on their computer, and it allows people to make online reservations. So it's a powerful tool. It's low cost for people to participate. And when I wrote about this, and I think it was about November 2007, I suggested that the next step for OpenTable would be to offer ratings and comments from the customers. And I suggested when they did that, they would be in direct competition with Zagat and not, you know, I like to say my crystal ball sometimes comes true. Just recently I read an article that indicated that OpenTable was moving in this direction. So my point in all this is that companies need to be taking a hard look at what they should be doing on the internet, and they need to be analyzing what others are doing that might be moving into their space, because this can happen overnight. And if it does, it'll drastically reduce prices and potentially put that company into a tailspin. They also have to recognize that their customers' behavior has changed, and they really have to develop a internet strategy to be where the customers are, and of course that's online.
Yeah, I spent the summer in San Francisco, and every restaurant that I went to, you know, they mentioned OpenTable, and it seems to be the theme of growing large cities, especially ones that are really tech progressive, such as San Francisco, to be, you know, starting to adapt strategies like this. And you really don't see it until you step foot, you know, into their land, and to see how these cities are evolving with things like that, with such as OpenTable. What are you working on now, though, Don?
Well, I just finished a research report. It's over 300 pages, and it's called Engage Customers Online, Alan. In the report, I provide a department manager, a business owner, anyone who is interested in developing an internet strategy for their organization, 97 different internet strategies, tools, and concepts they could adopt into their business. And in it, I've included about 80 case studies, and I describe in detail how others have implemented the strategies. And we pretty much outlined in the return on investments they receive. So it's really a practical research report that will help those in the finance area begin to understand why should we do a company blog, what is podcasting going to do for us, how are we going to get more sales out of doing videos and adopting tools that like online communities and things that might engage our customers.
And what was your inspiration behind that?
Well, my firm, Internet Strategies Group, helps organizations determine how to use the Internet. Most people think having just an email marketing strategy is an Internet strategy. And it might be, but frankly, we don't think it's enough to stay competitive or to match customers' changing behaviors and rising web app expectations. We really believe that all companies and organizations, regardless of their size, must create company-wide Internet strategies. And as a result, we've developed a number of proven methodologies that create successful internet strategies. These all benefit, Alan, the customer service department, the production department, finance, and different departments within a company.
And can you share how that works?
Yeah, we do that in four phases. First, we do an audit of the departments and see how each department is using internet tools and strategies. Then second, we put our analysts to work to identify best practices within each of those departments. We go out and find out across the nation, if not the globe, what other customer service departments are doing, what is the production departments in similar verticals doing, and then we share that with the groups that we work with. And on the third phase, we get together with the departments to share that information. We begin to hammer out, okay, what is it that you all want to do? How's it going to work for you? Then in the fourth and final phase, we review each department's plan, identify how integrating every department's strategies will produce a higher ROI and more efficiencies. And then we take our recommendations to the department managers, their teams, and then make a presentation to the entire group. And I know it sounds like a lot of work, but you have to remember business has to change to keep abreast to the competitive nature of our world. We kind of look at the 80s as the time that was all organizations focused on quality was number one. And then in the 90s, it was the decade of reengineering. And then the 2000s, many companies were focusing on ISO 9000 certification. And we really believe that in 2010s, it will be the decade that companies will be becoming net-centered.
So what do you suggest to a department manager, a VP, or a business owner on how to get started?
Well, three things, Alan. First of all, I suggest they visit internetdo.net and download my book for free. Secondly, I would encourage them to continue to formalize and get more familiar with things that are happening within this industry. And they can do that by either picking up our research that I talked about, you know, engage customers online, or participate in any of our courses that we offer. Thirdly, I think they should look at organizations out there that can help them move forward. When you think about it, we've had half a century to figure out what our business strategies have been to date. And now in the last 3 to 5 years, we all have to start figuring out how are we going to use the internet. So we don't always have the experience, the talent, and the skills within our existing corporations. In many cases, you're going to have to reach out to organizations like Internet Strategies Group to come in and help the organizations develop a more holistic company-wide internet strategy.
Well, Don, based on my colleagues and friends changing their behaviors that are centered on the web, your book is not only timely, but will become a valuable resource for anyone. And the price seems pretty right, too. It's free. So let me get this straight. Anyone can download this at internetdoe.net. That's .net, right?
That is correct.
Okay. So, anyone can go there and download it for free. Don, thank you very much for joining me. Once again, my name is Alan Weinberger, and have a good day.
Alan, thanks very much. I enjoyed having an opportunity to share this with you today.
Not a problem. Have a good day, Don. Take care.